be traveling through.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs.
And the dogs and me. Here we are. Here we are up in North Dakota. The woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And thank you for joining us here on the American Freedom Party Report. The I only have some of those things. don't have a four-wheel drive. And let's see here. Let's go back. Oh, this is Donald Trump now talking about his return from this great trip. Met 100. Did you get that at the beginning? 100 leaders of nations. I think there are only about 196 nations on Earth. I have to look that up. I read about it just a couple days ago. He met half the leaders of the planet. Here he is talking about his trip to Rome with Melania, which you just can't top it. Here he is.
Israel, I traveled to Italy, where Melania and I were greatly honored to visit the Vatican and meet Pope Francis. He was really wonderful, a great guy. Then I traveled to Tucson.
George, I love it.
He's a great guy, James.
I mean, Donald Trump, you know, you expect somebody to have some flowery language or, you know, blather on and on. No. He was really a great guy. And Donald Trump does this all the time. He will say of people, he's a very good negotiator. Right? You can see why he's got a magnetism to him, and he gets things done. And when he sits people down at a table, he closes a deal. And so you can see that. Actually, you can see it in Pope Francis's eyes. He was really excited to be meeting with Donald Trump. He was very excited to be blessing Melania Trump's rosary. These, you know, as politically distant as the two men are, there was some chemistry there, and that's really important. A great relationship between the President of the United States and the Pope is a wonderful thing. And Melania Trump, notable in this respect, the last time a Catholic was lived in the White House was John Kennedy and his first lady, and that was 1963. And I did the math. Let's see, that's 37 plus 17. I think I'm adding this up right, and so on. That's 59 years ago. So it's wonderful.
54, I think, but
7 and 7 is 14.
Okay. It's okay. I have a heavy drinking problem too, Jim, so.
Okay. I don't drink. Let's see here. All right, let's go back to Donald Trump here. Now he has a good summary of his trip to Brussels and his trip to Taormina, Sicily for the G7 summit. Very nice. Gets right to the point here.
Summits with our key allies. First, the NATO summit in Brussels, where nations agreed they must do more to meet their financial obligations and pay their fair share, because right now it is not fair to the United States, but it soon will be. Next, I attended the G7 summit in Italy, where we worked to improve coordination on shared security threats, achieve more fair trade that gives workers a level playing field, and agreed on the goal that refugees should be resettled as close to their home countries as possible so they can be part of the future rebuilding.
Bingo. He gets important things said so quickly it might go by you. How powerful what he just said. We're not going to bring refugees. We don't need no stinking refugees. We're not going to bring people from Nigeria or Syria or, you know, Bangladeshistan to the United States. We're going to put them into a refugee camp where they belong, which is in Wuzitstan or Nigeria or Syria. So they can do what? They can be part of rebuilding their country. Who came up with this stupid idea that we have an obligation? If people screw up their own country, we are now somehow obligated to give them ours?
Pretty nasty, isn't it, James?
Pretty stupid. And you remember what was one of those things that Donald Trump said hundreds and hundreds of times on the primary trail? It was so right. It was just, it's like calling the Pope Francis a really great guy. He was talking right to the people when he said, hey, for too long we've been the stupid people. What is this? You know, opening our borders up. This is stupid. Sending our jobs to other countries. This is stupid. Running a $500 billion trade deficit every year. Stupid. And then notice what he said just a moment ago. He said, all of these things have been unfair to America. This is about to end, is what he said. And he means it.
Pretty good fighting words. I'm certainly enjoying it.
Yep. Now, so let's see what he says next here. Again, another common touch is coming up here. And this is a tactic that Donald Trump has adopted. You know, there's no training for being president of the United States. You learn on the job. Well, one of the things he's learned is, I'm not going to stand at a microphone in front of a bunch of baying wolves of the media and let them, try to chop me up. No, I'll get an audience of, patriots. And so at the Rose Garden speech, in the Rose Garden, he had people who were cheering him. And what he did in Taormina, after Taormina, he went to the U.S. Naval Air Station at Sigonella in Sicily. And to heck with the press, let the press stay in their hotel. He talked to our servicemen and women in Sigonella with a direct thumb in the eye to the media. So here you'll hear him talk about that.
Before we returned home, I was delighted to conclude my trip by visiting American military families, unbelievable people, the true source of our strength. We will always protect those who protect us. Our first foreign trip was full of historic and unprecedented achievements. Joined by many old and new friends, we have paved the way for the new era of cooperation, one that calls upon each nation to take more responsibility to bring peace to their people, one that works together to defeat the scourge of terrorism and deliver hope to all of God's children, and one that protects American interests so we remain a strong and prosperous nation, strong and prosperous like never before, and a beacon of freedom and opportunity for many years to come. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Sounds very un-Obamian and very un-Jimmy Carterish.
Yeah. And there we go. That was Friday. So looking forward to this next week. We can predict several things. We're going to hear Joe Scarborough belly aching. Oh, God, let's see if I have this audio up here. I think I do. Joe Scarborough is becoming unhinged. He's incoherent. He has as a guest, one of the guests they have here at MSNBC, they have a former prosecutor in Watergate, and her name is, I think she is a tribeswoman. Her name is, her last name is Wine, and, but anyway, she's really frenetic, and here's Joe Scarborough coming unglued. And Mika Brzezinski is sitting there, and now he's announced, he's been having an affair with Mika Brzezinski all along.
In moderation, James, we'll listen just long enough before we make our audience throw up.
Okay, here it is.
Well, it is absolute chaos on the inside. Everybody is afraid they're going to be fired, as the New York Times reported last night, and as my sources have been telling
me. Oh, as my sources have been telling me, it's absolute chaos on the inside of the Trump administration. It's not chaos in your life, Joe Scarborough. He got run out of Congress for the previous affair that he had, cheating on his wife in Florida there. But no, it's chaos on the inside. Let's hear about it, Joe.
Telling me, even Jared Kushner now is under fire from President Trump. He is striking out and yelling at everybody.
He's striking out and yelling at everybody. And notice that Joe Scarborough is very upset that Kushner is taking a little bit of heat, because they were hoping Kushner, they were hoping that Kushner could be their man. Here we go, some more. This is not news reporting, folks. This is psychiatric stuff.
But there has been a warning that every competent member of the Trump administration should take from their president, and that is, I will send you out, whether you are Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, and you have...
He didn't even pronounce Rosenstein's name correctly. But he said, every competent person in this administration, beware. Donald Trump is a nut.
The most stellar legal reputations in Washington, D.C. I will use you. I will throw you out. I will churn you up. I will spit you out. I will tarnish your reputation, all to steal 12 hours of an alibi on cable news, which is all that.
He doesn't even get that colloquialism right. It's not churn you up, Joe. It's chew you up and spit you out.
That's enough, James.
Yeah.
That's enough, Joe. We can get him over the air.
Yeah. But it's embarrassing. And, you know, Mika Brzezinski, his sweetheart here, she's looking... She's watching her on another screen there. She's watching Joe Scarborough acting like the complete dope that he is. It's kind of, you can tell she's a little bit embarrassed that Joe is, oh, okay, maybe I can hit it here. Here's something more that he says. Let me play it for you, George, because this is key. This is what these left-wingers, they're betting the house that they can bring Trump down. This is a cage match. It's all or nothing.
I got out of that. The next morning, it was obvious that all of Trump's defenders were actually caught up in his lie that this was about the deputy attorney general. We heard it 1,000 times. We heard it on our show. We heard it from the White House. We heard it from right-wing media outlets. It was proven to be a lie the next morning. And then you had the National Security Advisor, another man, General McMaster, impeccable credentials, one of the best reputations in Washington, D.C. We celebrated when he was selected as National Security Advisor for good reason. Dina Powell, his assistant, someone we know and have the greatest respect for as well. General McMaster trotted out to say something about a story that left the impression that it was fundamentally untrue.
He can't even articulate what he's saying. But the... I don't want to drag you further through it, but he says in a little while, he says this. He says, let me see if I wrote it down at all. He says, okay, yes, he's going to leave town at some point of Trump. So he says to all of you people out there in the Trump administration, bail out on this guy. Here's the quote. He's going to leave town at some point. So Joe Scarborough and all of these other left-wingers, they are betting their futures and their careers and everything on that they will defeat Donald Trump, push him out of town, and that they will then return to business as usual in the swamp.
Yeah, but Dianne Feinstein was, you know, she was shouting that 3 or 4 months ago. I haven't heard too much from her lately. Yeah. She was the one who came right out and said, Donald Trump's going to be resigning very soon. And that was like in February.
Yes. And that's their play. That's what we're going to see next week. Now, I don't what Donald Trump will do, the actual real news, Donald Trump will do some great things in the next week, as he's done every week of his administration. So But we know that the Joe Scarboroughs and the Dianne Feinsteins, they will continue this baloney, phony Russiagate. There's chaos in the White House. You heard Joe say it's total chaos. It's total chaos in the site. Donald Trump is screaming at everybody. And with for every good person who's in there, or every decent person, he said, in the White House, know this, he will churn you up. He won't chew you. He will churn you up and spit you out. So there are...
I got to throw in there, James, during the... When Joe McCarthy was on the stand being grilled in Congress, he had Millard Tidings across from him, who was another weasel from Maryland. And his big thing was the same kind of talk. You know, you're an unstable, insane individual. You know, and how do you fight that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see if we got any callers calling in here. I don't know if Ramsey is still holding. Is Ramsey there, engineer? Hello, Ramsey, are you there? Okay, let's go with Ed. Where's Ed?
Hello, sir.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
James.
Hey, Ed, where are you? Yes, Ed.
Yeah, Ed from Utah. Can you hear me?
Sure. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, a few things. I called just one thing. You were talking to Tom in Florida and about correcting him on Zebanabazinski being Jewish or Polish. You got to keep in mind, just like George Soros, the media likes to call him Hungarian. Well, he's a Hungarian-born Jew, and I've always thought that Zebanabazinski was a Polish-born Jew. But, you know, one could do some research on it. But I brought it up because of this week.
Ed, I did do that research. And so, you know, it's nice when you look at an article, you know, if they actually mention, some of these articles do mention religious faith, and, you know, that you look at their, you know, who their parents were and so on. And anybody who really knows out there who can correct me, my reading of the Wikipedia article on Zbigniew Brzezinski is that he is of Polish ancestry, not Jewish, Polish, and Poland is, at least a 90% Catholic country. So... He married the woman he married, Benesch, is a grandniece of Edvard Benesch, who was the president of Czechoslovakia, and Czechoslovakia is overwhelmingly Roman Catholic, so I'm assuming Benesch is Catholic. So there you got. And then Mika is the daughter of who did Brzezinski marry? Brzezinski married I lost that screen, but the point being, that we got plenty of traitors from our own people, and
right,
it was
but
a
they're
bit...
betraying us. They're betraying us on behalf of the tribe. I'm looking at who's the driving force behind, like, the Kennedy assassination, 9/11, etc.
Well,
but
Ed, you raise a good point there, and here's what I want to get away from. If we take responsibility for our own disintegration. Before Donald Trump was elected, let me tell you, the left was looking at basically just closing out the deal on civilization, on our world. If we take responsibility for the traitors in our own midst, we can fix that. If on the other hand, in the case of Brzezinski, this is someone from our own people. Now, you then went to the, you know, further explanation. Well, he's not really he's actually doing this on behalf of, you know, you're using Jews as the source there. If we go to this, saying all of our disintegration and our destruction is the result of Jews, the problem is that point does not work with white America. It's a failure.
Okay.
It's a failure. It's a failure. Now, make a point. It's a failure as a point. Whereas when you say to America, we can make America great again, let's control our borders. Sorry for the music there. I want to develop this point with you, Ed. So please stay with me. It's a very good point. I'm glad you brought it up. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Back, folks, and thank you Gretchen Wilson and Merle Haggard for singing while I did some research. We've got on the phone with us Ed in Utah, right, Ed?
Yes, and okay. The reason I brought up the Jewish problem, yes. James, is 2 points. Yep. I'm with you on the Paris Accord. That was wonderful. An American statesman up and, yep, and sticking his thumb in the eye of those globalists. Yep. That was so refreshing. Yep. But also, though, I think almost as important, and it was reported on, then dropped. And that, of course, is Donald Trump. He properly reneged on a promise because he was pressured into that promise, and that was moving the capital in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He's not doing it right now. let me just, I can assure you, James, they are seething in a silent rage against Trump for that. And notice...
Ed, thank you. I missed that. I did not get that piece of news.
That?
I missed it. Yeah, that's big.
It is huge. And you couple that, it's like what they say in ice hockey, a hat trick. You had one caller mention the other thing, the Trans-Pacific Partnership that he clobbered in February. Now you have him going against a globalist Paris Accord, and now the third one. So they call that a hat trick. Refusing to move the Israeli capital. Now, I called today for a reason, as I talked to you last week or the week before about this June 8th. I don't think it's an accident. We have the USS Liberty, the 50th anniversary, coming up this Thursday, June 8th. I don't think it's an accident that those people who control Congress are going to have the James Comey hearings on June 8th. I think it's a distraction. I think we're making some headway by calling the phone number that you put out, James, area 202-456-1111, to the Trump hotline. And like you said, a live body answers. And they talk, and maybe they're listening. I hope if he doesn't himself show up at Norfolk, Virginia, this coming Thursday, and show up there with the Patriots aboard the Liberty, that are speaking out and honoring the 34 dead Americans. If he doesn't show up, he could at least send a high-level envoy.
I like it, Ed, and thank you. First of all, thank you very much for reminding me about my own birthday, which is June 8th. I turned 19 the day that the USS Liberty was viciously, savagely attacked by the Israeli Air Force and Navy. And, yes, the 50th anniversary coming up this Thursday. And, boy, we will really talk about this, Ed. And I hope you call in. You obviously know your stuff on the Liberty. So we'll talk about this. I like your idea that the James Comey hearing might be a distraction from that. Could I ask you, I don't want to change, you really brought some good news in there, so I don't want to sidetrack your great line of thought, but I just want to conclude something we were talking about before the break with an example of the point I'm trying to make and see how this sits with you. We just learned, when did we cover this? So I think it was in our Friday show. Ireland just elected a new prime minister. And the Taoiseach, they call him in Ireland. So 6.4 million Irish cousins of ours, a wonderful Ireland that fought and bled for its independence and its sovereignty, 96.5% white. Oh, gee, we're running right into a break. I want to come back to this. I think I've got a good point that you're going to like, Ed. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
And Ed, I don't mean to sound on this too much, but I wanted to close out this point on this is just an angle that I've taken in all of my radio work and my patriot work. I think that the more that we take responsibility for screwing up our own world, the clearer road we have to freeing ourselves, to saving ourselves. If we understand that the mistakes we made, then we can fix ourselves. We can't fix Africans. We can't fix Jews. We can't fix other peoples, but we can fix ourselves. And I'll give you an example of how, a current example from this week that shows how we have messed up and gives us a clear road to how we can fix things. In Ireland, and let me get back my numbers back here because I was a little inaccurate before the break. In Ireland, we've got 4.8 million cousins. I was including the whole island of Ireland, Northern Ireland, and Southern. 4.8 million Irishmen in the Republic of Ireland. They just elected Leo Varadkar as their Taoiseach, their prime minister. 38-year-old. His father was a doctor from Bombay, Mumbai, that would be a Hindu, who came to Britain in the 60s, met a pretty white nurse and married her, and then they had their son, Leo Varadkar. Not only is Leo Varadkar just elected by the Irish people, 96%, 96.5% white Ireland, people who have fought for their independence and their sovereignty, who hang together. The Irish understand, maybe as well as any white people, what it means to be a family and to stay together and to suffer together for an ideal, for your own people. So what better example could you come up with of a white people than our cousins in Ireland? They just elected this son of a Bombay doctor, and on top of that, Ed, he's openly gay. Now, let me connect the dots here. How many Jews are in Ireland? So I'm going to try to assign responsibility for this train wreck in Ireland. Who did this to the Irish? Was it the Jews? Okay, now this will amaze you out there in the audience. The number of Jews in Ireland. Population 4.8 million. How many Jews in Ireland? 1,300. That's it. 1,300. And the ratio of... 1,600. I'm just looking at a table here of Jews in Ireland. And what is the ratio of Jews to, you know, white Ireland? 1 to 3,020. So 1 in 3,000 Irish residents is a Jew. They didn't do this. They didn't elect Leo Varadkar. Our cousins in Ireland goofed. And the road for them is to just wake up and make Ireland great again, control their borders, stop the immigrant invasion, and restore sovereignty to their nation. Don't elect a guy from Mumbai as your Taoiseach. And get yourself an Irishman. But Ed, go ahead. What's your comment on that? I hope I didn't lose Ed. I may have lost it. I lost Ed. Well, anyway, folks, and of course, Ed, if you're listening, tremendous call from you. You are one of the really greatest listeners to this show, so I really love your commentary. Let us go to Ramsey. What's on your mind, Ramsey?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, Ramsey. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to make 2 points. One of the calls that called in said that Israel was building a wall. And he said the wall that Israel is building that's being built inside the Palestinian territory. You can't compare that wall with the wall of Donald Trump's wall. Donald Trump must have built a wall on the border. Donald Trump doesn't have the intention to take Mexican territory. He just wants to protect the border. So there's a big difference between the two policies. Donald Trump's wall is not a violation of international law or the UN.
Ramsey, you are correct, sir. On every single point you mentioned, you are absolutely correct. Go ahead.
Yeah, you see, sir, my second point is, you talk about Ireland and there's like 1,300 Jews in Ireland. You see, sir, what Mr. Ed was talking about, he was talking about the Jews in the United States. You see, sir, let me give you an example, the war on Iraq. Now, you and me and George and Paul Thumb and everybody else, we're totally against it. That had nothing to do, and also the people in Canada were against it. Everybody was against it because it had nothing to do with American interest or spreading democracy. That's all lies. That war was a war for Israel. So, see, sir, and it was done by the Jewish lobby, the Jewish neocons, or whatever you want to call it. It's them who are influencing the policies. So, see, sir, like you're saying that.
Ramsey, not to interrupt you, you are absolutely correct, sir. Go ahead.
You see, sir, like, I totally disagree with you, sir, like, when you said, this is our fault because we did this to ourselves. No, see, sir, like, white people didn't do this to themselves. This was a policy that was planned by people from the outside who are doing something that has nothing to do with the interests. So, see, sir, like, it's an attack. It's not like, sir, like, the war happened, it came out of the blue. It was a planned attack, and unfortunately, they got away with it because they have the power. Not like it.
Okay.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ramsey, I agree with you. But what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to make is this. I use countries like Ireland. Now, I'll give you the numbers here. I'm looking at the Jewish population chart here. The United States Jewish population is anywhere between, it's anywhere between 5.3 million and 7 million total.
Right.
And the, that ratio means Jews per American is 1 out of 53 Americans, less than 2%. 1 out of 53 is Jewish. And the and that's a lot of people. I mean, it's less than 2% of our population, but it's still, it's a lot of people. And so it would be reasonable to say, well, you know, a group that size, maybe they have. Maybe they do control everything. And our country, in terms of our Jewish population, we have the second largest Jewish population on earth after Israel itself, which has,
yeah, I know,
for this chart, 6.4 million Jews in Israel, and slightly less than that here in the United States. But the point I want to make, Ramsey, and I agree with everything you just said, the wall and the Israeli wall is actually on Palestinian territory. You're right. It is a violation of international law. Absolutely correct. The lobby that really pushed us into the Iraq war, that wants to get us into a war with Iran, that wants us to take apart Syria and Lebanon and all these other countries, that is, and wanted us to go to war against Muammar Gaddafi and so on, that is, in fact, the Israel lobby. You are correct. And they do have enough power to make that happen. But the point I want to make with, when I use a country like Ireland, with only 1,600 Jews, I'll give you another example. And yet they managed to do something just as stupid, electing a gay descendant of Hindus as their prime minister. That, you know, that is really stupid. And the Irish did do that to themselves, and nobody admires the Irish more than I do. And hey, you know, part of me is Irish. The but let me, and I'll use one other example here. Let me look down the chart. Pardon me for having to scan down this thing. The other example I use to show that we white folks, we have messed up our world on our own. And I it's better to view it that way than to say, well, these people over there, this little group, they did all the evil, and so we didn't do this to ourselves. They did it.
Okay, sir. How? How did the white people do this? Do this to themselves? Like, that's what I disagree with you on. How?
Well, wait a minute. Did the Irish? Look. When I say there are 1,600 Jews in Ireland, that's darn near zero. Okay. In other words, you can just take the Jews out of the equation there in Ireland. The Irish just elected a gay Hindu descendant as their leader. Now that's just. Okay, now I'll give you another example.
But
they did this to themselves.
I'm not familiar with that. Like, I'm not familiar with Ireland. Like, how did the Americans like you and Paul and George and all these people? How did the typical American screw himself up in the United States? Put Ireland aside for now. Like, can you just talk about the United States? Like the white people in the U.S. itself?
Well, okay. Yes, let me give you one more example to make my point. It's kind of easier this way than answer that question. How did we white folks in America get into the pickle that we're in? That's a pretty long show to answer that one. But let me because people don't know this in general, it's useful. Let me go to Sweden. Now, Sweden is really screwing up right now. Sweden is letting untold blacks, Middle Easterners, Muslims.
Yeah.
Their borders are wide open.
I've been there.
Okay, I've been there. I've been there too. But I guess you've probably been there more recently than I did. I was there in '65. But anyway,
last year.
Oh, okay. Well, when I went there, Sweden was paradise. I was there in 1965 and 66, and it was like being in a fairy tale. It was like being in Wonderland. So now, how many Jews are in Sweden? Now, the Swedes have really messed up. Okay, this is not as dramatic as Ireland. Sweden, I think, is about 10 million people. I'll check it here. But Sweden has 15,000 Jews. Now, again, that's a very small population. That's one out of every 648 people in Sweden is Jewish. So Sweden's open borders is not, it's not something that you Jews did. The Swedes made this mistake. My point, Ramsey, is that when we take responsibility that, you know, for the Swedes, we opened our borders up. The Irish, we opened our borders up. We elected this guy as our prime minister. It's easier to fix that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But see, sir, I want to tell you something. I understand what you're saying about Sweden, but see, the thing is about Sweden, a lot of people are against the immigration and the refugees, but the thing is, they can't say that because they're scared. If they say they're going to be called racist and going to be charged with hate speech. Now,
the question is, that's right.
Who's the main people who made the hate speech laws and all that nonsense?
In Sweden? I'll tell you. I'll answer that. Yeah.
It wasn't
Ramsey.
The Somalians. It wasn't the Afghans.
It was the white Swedes. No, it was the white Swedes. Sweden doesn't have our situation. In Sweden, Jews don't control the universities. They don't control papers. They don't control the financial industry. They don't control entertainment in Sweden. And the same is true in Ireland. So my point being, the same mess that we have in America.
They do have some influence there in entertainment and media.
15,000? Wait, what was the number here? It's, let me get to the number here.
Also, sir, these policies are done by the influence from the outside, like George Soros and all those people.
But Ramsey, you can't multiply them. In other words, you can't say, they don't have any Jews in Ireland, but there's Jews outside of Ireland, and they're doing it to them. My point is this, Ramsey, that these are, you could take all the Jews in Sweden, and they could all meet in a high school football stadium, okay? In Ireland, they could all meet in the gym of an elementary school. So the point is that we have done this to ourselves, and it's not, there's a couple of reasons that I go in this direction. If we as a movement are constantly like a drumbeat going on and on, the Jews did this to us, the Jew did this to us, guess what? It doesn't sell. That's a good reason right there. Now, if you're a salesman, you're selling something, and your sales pitch is not working, no sales, nothing selling, nobody's buying, you got to change the sales pitch. If you have as a goal, you know, actually succeeding, actually winning. Okay, now Donald Trump, here's what he demonstrated to us. He demonstrated a sales pitch that works, that white America and the rest of the white world, they like this message, and they will support it, and they will elect such a man as president of the United States. Had Donald Trump used the typical white nationalist message, his campaign would have lasted 5 minutes. He would have simply turned around and gone back up the escalator with Melania, and that would be the end of his political career. Fortunately, he came down and he said the things that he's been saying now for, you know, since the beginning of that campaign, and it's worked. It's worked. It's won. We actually have now a man who has demonstrated this is how you win with a white message with a white audience. Am I overstating what I'm saying here, Ramsey?
I understand completely what you're saying. I'm not an expert on Ireland, but I'm familiar with the Jewish influence here in North America, in Massachusetts, and Canada, predominantly in the United States. But I never said every country's problems is their fault. I'm just saying that the situation that we're in, like the example I gave you, like the war in Iraq, everybody was against it, but it happened because of their influence. So see, like all those.
Okay, wait, Ramsey, you said everybody was against it. I wish you were right. Not everybody. John McCain was not against it. Lindsey Graham was not against it. Neither of those guys are Jewish.
I mean, like the typical patriot, like you and George and the people who are the Americans who are for America first, the American interest. I mean, I know John McCain and all these people supported it, but I'm just saying, like the typical American realist. I mean, not the warmongers.
Okay, well, let me try this from a different tack, Ramsey. you know, as an example, George Bush, okay, both of them, okay, those are pretty white guys, okay, and they were really gung-ho about their war. Okay? The point is, if within our own people, this is what's great about the Irish. They are a people, as a family, they can come to an understanding as a people. You and I, as white guys, we can't get into the heads of other people. Jewish, Nigerian, Syrian, Somalian, we can't get into their heads. We don't want to get into their heads. We can't change their minds, but we can change white minds. And we can win. We can win by ourselves. Which is what Donald Trump just did. He won the biggest prize in the world, and we did it by ourselves. We'll take a break here. Ramsey, thank you. It's very profound, the point you were raising. We'll be back with our final segment, folks. Stay tuned.
Yeah, thank you, bud.
Thank you, buddy.
The good times ain't over for good.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
All right, this is Kelso here on the American Freedom Party Report, joined with George in Maryland. And I thought it was a pretty profound call there with Ramsey. But we only have one little segment left here to wrap up the show and say goodbye to you. And hope that you'll rejoin us tomorrow night from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. One of the callers made very important, was it Ed in Utah? Or whoever
it
may. Okay, that's my 5-year-old. Who knows, the show is drawing to a close.
Say goodbye.
Okay, I will.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Okay.
Okay. Okay, hang on. Okay, we're back. my five-year-old son is a natural radio broadcaster. But so we will see you again tomorrow night. All of this sponsored by the American Freedom Party. And George? George, are you there? Oh, okay. All right. I missed a note. I had a note from George. So I'm soloing right now as we close out the program. Boy, I say we opened a number of really great topics here tonight. But I think this is going to be, I think this week, with the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the vicious attack on the USS Liberty coming up. And I think Russiagate is also going to unravel this week. So stay tuned for that. I didn't get to, Ann Coulter's got a great column. Maybe we can touch upon it tomorrow night. Boy, Ann Coulter's just smoking in this latest column that she has. So we'll come back to us tomorrow night for that. And, well, there you go. I really enjoyed tonight's show. And we will rejoin you tomorrow. My 5-year-old is here. You want to say hi to the audience? Or just say, if you look at that microphone, you're just say hi, everybody. You don't want to say anything? You were pretty loud just a minute ago.
It was all because of you were being rude and not listening to your own child.
Oh, boy. There you go, from the mouth of mouths of babes. I promised my little boy here that the rest of the afternoon is all his. Okay, we'll see you all again tomorrow night here on our weekday show, The Trump Phenomenon. See you then, folks. So long.
Firearm. A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.